Hello.
Hi, this is Dina from Family First.
Yeah.
Okay, so I did want to tell you that we finally received the authorization. All right. Yes. And it is dated for the 21st, so I can see if we can get things back paid for your caregiver. Okay.
Okay.
Now I did try to contact the caregiver because I wanted to set up a schedule. Do you guys have one in mind yet? There's 43 hours approved here.
43.
Yeah.
Okay.
So 43 hours, if you want to split them evenly, that would be a little over 6 hours a day. So I would say 6 hours a day and one day a little more. Okay.
Okay, so how do we do this?
Okay, so just tell me what time you think works for the caregiver to start with you.
9 a.m.
9 a.m.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll do 9 to 3, and that'll be 6 hours.
Okay.
And that'll be for 6 days of the week. And then for the last day, we're going to do, hold on. For the last day, we have 9 hours. So you want to do 9 to 6, let's say, for one day of the week.
Yes.
Okay,
Wait,
what
you said
day?
the last, you said the last day we got 9 hours?
So for 6 days of the week, you can do 6 hours, and for one day, you could do 9 hours.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so what day do you want to be the longer day?
So that would be 6 days. That's from Monday to Saturday, right?
Yeah. The week starts Monday and Sunday. So but let's do
Oh,
6 days Monday to Saturday, and then I guess Sunday we'll do the longer schedule.
yeah.
Okay. Okay, great. So we can start today. I tried reaching out to your caregiver. The phone went straight to voicemail, so you can just let him know that we're trying to reach him to just confirm some things like the direct deposit, the pay. Just want to make sure. All right.
Yes.
Okay, great.
So when I could actually manage all from you said Sunday would be the longest day, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and Monday I will clock him in from 9 to 3. And what and then on Sunday when I do I clock him in and out from when to from 9 to what?
Okay, so the rest of the week adds up to 36 hours. So Sunday you'll have 7 hours, so you'll do 9 to 4. Just be an extra
Okay.
hour.
Okay. And okay. So Monday to Saturday is 9 to 3,
Yep.
and Sunday is 9 to 4.
That's right. And that
Gotcha.
adds up to 43 hours. That's per week.
Okay.
Okay. Okay,
Nine to
great.
three. Four. Okay. Now, how do I clock him in and out?
So the caregiver clocks in and out, and for now, we're going to use timesheets. His coordinator will be reaching out. Her name is Valerie, and she'll take care of all that. She'll explain it to you guys on how the system works
Yeah,
until
because
she's with you.
I want to I want to be the one to do it for when we when because I used to do it for more over the phone. That's
Oh, I
how we
see.
did it, and because I want to make sure that he's here. You know what I'm saying? And so instead of just clocking, time trying to
Right. You
time
want to
sheets and whatnot,
verify
not
it?
being there. I want to be. That's why I be the one to clock him in and out.
I see. Okay, so I'll reach out to the coordinator and I'll let her know, so she can have this in mind when she speaks with you guys. All right.
All right.
Okay. Okay then. So we
So,
finally got it. So just let your coordinator know to, sorry, your caregiver know to reach out to us, and
okay.
we should be good to go.
All right. So he have
He
to
just
log
needs to
time sheet.
confirm, yeah, he just needs to confirm some things with us, and he's going to need to fill out timesheets for some past days
Okay.
to get
So
back to you.
he started on the 21st instead of the 20th.
Yeah, the authorization is dated for the 21st, so
Okay.
we can try to get that back paid from then.
Okay, gotcha. All
Okay,
righty.
great.
Okay.
All right, you have a good
All right,
one.
bye-bye. All right, you too.